On the phone is the acting president of South Carolina State University. In the hot seat is Dr. W. Franklin Evans. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
I am well. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
How's the school doing?
School is doing well. We're hanging in there. We're moving things forward.
Yeah.
So keeping it steady, trying to stabilize things. So we're making some progress.
We're trying to raise money for you, and you have a donation for us?
Yes, we do have a donation of $2,500.
$2,500 to South Carolina State.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Doc.
Several of our dedicated alumni and supporters provided some scholarships, and so we're just hoping that you and your listeners out there will help us to help preserve the legacy of South Carolina State University.
Any money that you donate to South Carolina State University through the Tom Joyner Foundation, 100% of it goes to South Carolina State. No fees are taken out. Doc, have you heard about any other schools that are in financial trouble like South Carolina State?
Well, to be honest with you, Tom, many of our HBCUs are having some financial difficulties. Our issue here at South Carolina State is no different than what other institutions are experiencing, and not just HBCUs.
Name some of them.
I'm told right in Virginia, Sweetwater, Briarwater, a private institution of over 150 years has decided to close because of financial difficulties. But we're aware that our accrediting body places institutions on warning or sanction because of some financial difficulties. FISC had some difficulties before, and so several others have experienced what
we're
going through.
I've heard Winston-Salem State mentioned. Have you heard that?
I have not. I have not. But again, it's the financial difficulties we're experiencing. Unfortunately, it happens to a lot of institutions.
This is not your first rodeo with South Carolina State. You were the provost, right?
I am the provost. I was the provost, double, yes.
And so you have seen things going now. So it's not as if you were, you know, just coming in without any knowledge of it. But the next 3 to 4 months are going to be critical, are they not? Because you're looking, especially for the summer, as kids go home and then what to expect when they come back.
You are correct. These next few couple of months are extremely critical. We've got an accrediting body that's coming. Our accrediting agency is coming next week, actually, to review us. Yes. So we have been prepared, and we are preparing for that 7-member team to come to campus next Tuesday. In addition to that, we are doing our best not only to recruit additional students and new students, but to retain the ones that we have currently at the university. So it really is a major and critical time for us.
If you lose your accreditation,
what does that mean?
Yes.
Oh, not having the accreditation that's not even an option. Mm. Once regional accreditation is lost, then of course any federal funding that would come to the institution, Pell grants, all of those things go out the window. It would really be a death sentence for any institution to lose its accreditation.
Mm.
And so your word to your students as they leave the campus or as they are going about their business these next couple of weeks before they are let out, and as students who are coming to visit, what is your word to them?
You know, our word to our current students, to parents and those who are looking at coming to South Carolina State University, what they need to know is that the university is not closing. We are still accredited. And we have done what we believe is necessary to move us to the next level. South Carolina State University is a great place to be. Our programs, our academic programs are phenomenal, high quality. So this is the place. We need students. When they come, we do everything in our power to mold and shape them into better citizens. So why not come to South Carolina State?
Yeah. All right. Alumni, friends.
This is your acting president of South Carolina State, Dr.
Yes,
Franklin.
Yes, and we need your help, okay?
We do.
If you ever gone to any basketball game, football game, homecoming, or classic.
Or played a good game of Midwest.
Donate to South Carolina State through the Tom Joyner Foundation.